Sandwick 9, LLC, south of Route 54, east of Cape Windsor Community, being one half of Lot 1 within Cape Windsor Development. A special use exception to place an accessory structure on less than 1 acre and a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
You're still under oath. You're fine. State your name before you start talking.
I'm Tom Ford, and I am the president of Diva Development, and I am contract purchaser on a piece of land that we're hearing here tonight. I'd like to submit some photos to the board. I just want to get oriented on where we are. We have a development known as Veranda Bay. It's 12 detached homes that we're developing on the old Lighthouse Road. This is the new viaduct that was put in to replace the old Lighthouse Road. There are three basic entities that now exist on this road. One is Veranda Bay, the other is Cape Windsor, and the other is single family fee simple lots that are 9 of them down on the east side. Earlier or later in the year of 2007, a sign went up on a piece of property which we have put on in white. And we looked at it as a potential tie-in to Veranda Bay, where we do not have water access. We have tremendous views. We've got a wonderful product. We do have a pool. I think we contributed to this niche of West Fenwick Island with what we have. And this gave us an opportunity that's still walkable along this road to have water access. The application in front of you tonight is not permission to use that, so I've been told by Lawrence Lank and Shane Abbott. It's merely for the structure that we would like to propose on that site. I think this board 3 years ago heard an application for diminished lots and some variances on front yards on this particular development along that stretch there. Well, so I think you're somewhat aware that DelDOT came in. These were all individual lots that were buildable along the old Route 54 corridor. With DelDOT coming in and condemning it, it has parceled out some of the lots. And what was left is a small portion that's basically unbuildable. It's only 25 feet wide by 50 feet deep. It's connected to the public right-of-way, which will be state-maintained, and it affords us an opportunity, and I don't know really what other use you could have except to have some water access. So we've made an application to this board to put a kayak canoe structure that would be an open, primarily open-sided pavilion. You do have pictures. Do you have the pictures that were given along with my application showing it? The pavilion is 12 by 20, which is basically a handicapped parking space in size. And in that 12 by 20 footprint, we would have a small storage unit that we would use for life preservers, oars, and things along that line. And it would be locked. We are looking at putting a small fence around the property. And it'd be an area where residents from Veranda Bay could walk down and put a kayak or a canoe into the water that's right here. The water's edge already is riprap, and is in good repair. We I'd like to mention that the site right now, and if some of the members have looked at it recently, was not the same site that I put the contract on. There is quite a truckload of piling and debris that's on the site that we had nothing to do with, and we weren't trying to jump the gun or be arrogant about gaining this approval to move forward with anything. I did a little research on that, and apparently the local bulkheader, Moore's Bulkheading, is doing some work across the way, and he says that those pilings are something. I'm not sure, but I think he has something in here. They have been there for quite a number of months because they weren't there when I signed the contract, but then they just arrived. But we didn't go forward and try and jump the gun on that. There is some fencing on the site that came down in a storm recently, and the boat trailer that's out there is not ours either. That is one of the neighbors. It is our intent to clean it up. It is our intent to make that lot functional and secure it as a launch so that the residents of Veranda Bay can feel like they can lock their boat, lock a life preserver, and basically go down there. We would use the same locking mechanism on the gate as we do on our pool so that they would be issued a special key for that, and if need be, that it had to be changed or whatnot, we would do that on an annual basis. There would be racks in this facility that we're asking to place on the site.
Oh, boy. Sorry.
I'm sorry, Mr. Burrell. Didn't know it was on.
Broke my pace. We are going to be complying with the side rear backs for an accessory structure and the rear setbacks, but we do seek a front yard setback. The approximate square footage of the building is 240 square feet, and we also seek not only a front yard setback but a variance on the 1 acre lot size for an accessory structure. We think it's water related and marina related and would actually help organize the site, keep things neat, and have a place for people to place that kayak or canoe that we will be supplying there. The five conditions about uniqueness, I think it is obvious that this is the physical circumstances and the Del Dot condemnation have left a parcel of land that is very valuable to us that is unique. I doubt that there's any other parcel of land that would be close to this type of piece. I don't think it's a precedent that we're setting. It's unique that our community happens to be in that vicinity, in that neighborhood, that it becomes walkable to these individuals. The site has practical difficulties to be developed into any other habitable residential use that would be in strict conformity to existing codes or regulations. There's no possibility the property can be developed within the zoning ordinances as far as putting in that shed without the variance. And I think the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The conditions weren't created by the applicant. I believe it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I believe that the existing structures in those pictures are 25 feet from the public right-of-way now. However, because this is a turnaround area, the front of our structure will still be 10 feet behind those existing structures. There's one of those pictures that shows a lineup of the buildings. We'll still be 10 feet behind those buildings because of the way the right-of-way is configured in that turnaround area. We'll also not go closer to the water than those structures are. So we're going to fall in between the rear limit of those structures and the front limit of those structures. So I don't think that we will significantly impair the look of the adjacent neighbors. The being an open air structure, looking at most the one structure to the west has a living space that is well above where we're providing. I don't think we'll impair any visual scenic quality for them. The other structure does have a lower living space, but there's the windows are situated such that we'll still be in back of the windows that face the scenery of the bay back here. This picture is a little older, and there's many structures now built here, but the one building I am speaking of is really in the Edgewater estate, and the neighbor may be here tonight to speak on that. I did try to get with the neighbors. I did make a request. I did have one neighbor who did meet with me, but I was told that nobody else wanted to talk to me. They were going to oppose this, and I would have liked to have that potential to talk to them, because ultimately, you know, we would like to provide a good neighborly relationship here. I do have a lot in Cape Windsor as well, as I am the developer of Veranda Bay, so I've always enjoyed this area. My wife and I, when we came here in 1978, stayed at Treasure Beach Campground for the entire summer, and we just fell in love with this particular area, so we've always had a liking for it, sunsets and sunrises. I believe we will not have any adverse effect on any public welfare, and it is the minimum variance that we would require to afford a safe and aesthetic improvement, and I will take any questions that you may have. Maybe I'll explain a little bit. This cross-section, particularly in your packet, gives an idea of the open pavilion. The far side shows a double line. That's where the storage closet would be, where they can store some things. Then the water's edge is already riprap. We'd have a ramp and a floating dock for the launch. And the launch we're looking at is about 4 foot wide.
How do you respond, Mr. Ford, to the idea that was a Del Dot turnaround for emergency vehicles at one time? Is that still in your thoughts, that you know that's what it was used for?
And it will continue to be. This lot is outside of that right away. In fact, I'm not sure of why Del Dot didn't buy the whole thing right to the water's edge, but they didn't. They left 50 feet from the water's edge. And so your survey, this was the drawing that did the condemnation.
Okay.
And these lots went all the way to the road right here for the turnaround.
Right.
It condemned and reduced one whole lot when they went for that turnaround. And what's remaining is the lot down below by the water. And I'm not really here for that. I'm really here just for the structure and the front yard setback.
My mistake. But that has to do with the place in the structure.
It, as far as I know, it's a recorded lot that can't be really used for residential.
So how many canoes you said you were going to put in there? I didn't hear you.
Well, right now I'm looking at like two kayaks and maybe one canoe, or four kayaks and one canoe. I'm not looking at it. I know my wife does an awful lot of canoeing. It's always good to have somebody to go with. Typically, it's not much fun going alone, so you're going to have a minimum of two.
So how many can you put in there?
How many can you put in there?
Yes.
I'm going to build racks for six watercraft. Now, that could be two canoes and four kayaks or something along that line.
So do you rent that out?
No renting.
No renting at all?
No.
Just anybody who wants to put theirs in there?
No, and keep it? No, that would be only for Veranda Bay.
Okay.
The people at Veranda Bay. When we sell it, we would then, and we have not promoted this, we've kept it under wraps. I mean, I know my real estate agent is very interested in promoting water access, and I told her no until we get everything put together. But what we would do is just merely, we would build the facility and the docking and probably provide two kayaks.
And then it would be part of the HOA as to how it'd be maintained. They'd also have it be part of the HOA where, just like the pool is set up, they have to take care of the roads, the pools, the grounds. That would be part of their grounds and their maintenance.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what would be the footprint of a building if
12 by 20.
But if this weren't approved, to build a residential structure would be the maximum size?
Well, the lot's only 50 feet deep, and right now the front setback, I believe, is 30. I believe they got a variance for 25 feet, but then you've got that 50 feet includes going into the bottom of the riprap, so there really wouldn't be much of an opportunity to put anything else on the ground. We're not seeking...
So it can't otherwise be developed?
It couldn't otherwise be developed for residential living, for a residence.
Right.
Okay. Are there any further questions? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Miller? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Please keep your hands up. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 15. Okay, now, do we have a spokesman here for the group? Okay, you're the spokesman.
Could you leave that picture? Oh, gosh.
Mr. Ford, could you leave the picture for the...
I certainly can. I just didn't want to respond unless I was asked by the board.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Should I swear?
Absolutely.
You should.
Yes.
Name and address.
My name is Pam Tully. I live at 38868 Old Lighthouse Road, which is the property right next to where they're proposing.
Swear affirm the testimony you give is the truth, all truth and nothing but the truth.
Absolutely. Yes, I do. Well, I don't know where to begin. I have this for the board to look at.
You can pass it in to the secretary, please.
There's many, many reasons why we oppose this being done. First of which, this whole area, this cove, all around here is all residential, and where they're proposing to do this, if you look at the very first picture there, the resident to the east of where they're proposing this, his boat comes directly out and would go into that area where they want to have this floating structure, this building.
Ma'am?
If you're gonna
refer to that,
right?
I don't think the microphone is picking you up. And
oh, I'm sorry.
So
I'm
you're
sorry.
You're welcome to pull that back and refer to it.
Okay. If you look at the very first picture there, and you see where my neighbor has his jet ski. The area where the pilings are is where they're proposing to do this. There are many reasons why this should not be approved. Number one, it violates DNRAC laws that says you need 40 feet of waterfront to do anything there. It violates the emergency turnaround, which if you look at the map that I put in there, it's not 25 by 50, it's 25 by 32. And that would be the area that they're proposing to do this in. I can tell you all kinds of reasons why we shouldn't do this. I have a petition from every single neighbor on that cove stating that they don't want this. It's a residential area. Veranda Bay is not part of that area. Who's to say people won't park down there? One of the signatures I have on my petition is from the Roxana Fire Department saying they can barely get down that road now. They can't even imagine what it would be like if this is approved. I have a letter from the Sussex County saying that it doesn't meet the setbacks. I have my deed that says it's subject to the restrictions of the Edgewater Acres because it doesn't meet their setback. The president of Edgewater Acres is here, and I have a copy of the Edgewater Acre Covenants that it violates those laws. I could tell you all these reasons, but my main reason is safety, and that's why I'm here, because I can see a child going out in their kayak or their canoe, and this area is so congested. I couldn't even imagine what would happen if somebody came down off their dock or off. There are 17 different docks around this little cove. 17. Some of them have multiple boats and jet skis and all kinds of things. I can't even imagine what it would be like if we saw an accident there. And that's my main concern. I mean, yes, it does violate DNRAC. Yes, it does violate the emergency turnaround. Do I want it next to me? No. Could it be potential for pollution? Because these people of Veranda Bay, they have no interest in that cove. They don't even live there. They're living in Veranda Bay. And in my opinion, it's just my opinion, this developer wants that piece of property because he hasn't sold any of those homes, and he wants to offer it as an incentive for these people to buy those homes because they'll have waterfront access at all of our expense. And it's very, very upsetting. And once he's developed that area, he's gone. We're all residents there. We all live there. We have to see little children running down the street or cars parked and somebody's got a fire and the fire truck can't get down the street. I'm very, very opposed to this. I have all the things here for you to look at, but the bottom line is I don't want to see an accident happen, and that's an accident waiting to happen, is what it is.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board for this lady? Mr. Cape?
No, sir.
Mr. Portman? Give Mr. Mills a chance to look at his pictures first.
Thank you.
Have any questions, Mr. Mills?
Might. Hold on.
No, sorry.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, someone wants to be recognized.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Can I come up after she's done just to say something?
Be sworn in.
You have to be sworn in, but this is okay. I called a while ago, ma'am. So anybody else that wants to come up?
Okay.
Please now. If not, this is the last call then.
Jackie Wright, 39136 Van Buren.
Yeah, do you swear it was from? Yeah, testimony you give should be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
I did. Can I say something?
No, we're waiting for Mr. Mills to get finished.
You can go.
All right, you can go then. Now, I'll let you go then.
My name's Jackie Wright. I live on the cove. I'm at 39126 Van Buren. And I just want to say that I think it's deplorable that to sell his properties, he's basically coming into our community and wanting to put a recreational area smack dab in the middle of a residential area. I wonder how you would feel if we came to his subdivision and said, you know, we don't have a tennis court. Let's just put it smack dab in the middle of $2 million properties. I think it's terrible that he would even attempt to do such a thing. And it's not. These people are not going to walk from Veranda Bay down to this property. They're going to drive their cars, their SUVs, their bikes, everything else. And there literally is no area there for any parking. I mean, this really has been designated through the years for an emergency turnaround. I would really be concerned that if there ever was a fire and there were people parked all over the streets, that the way the houses are situated today around that cove, one gets on fire, they're all going to go up. And there's no way for these vehicles to get down there. And I would hope that the board would recognize the fact that this is going to be a hindrance to our neighborhood. He says, oh, two kayaks right now and one canoe. That's not what you're going to have with 12 houses down the road someday. You know, he's, like she said, he's going to be gone. So how do we know that it's going to be two kayaks?
Suppose we limited it to four of them then.
Pardon me?
Suppose we put a limit on it, you only put four in there, then how would you feel?
I still feel like you shouldn't put a recreational facility in the middle of...
The question was, if we limited it to four, what would be the opposition in four? He just said three.
Well, I still say the parking. The parking and the congestion.
You don't have rental for, or you don't have four of them down, you don't have four people down at one time using them then, right?
Are they going to sign up ahead and say that there's only going to be four people there?
We don't got four kayaks. Why is it going to be?
Well,
four?
He could put in double kayaks. That's eight people.
Okay.
It's not that. Then you're talking about let's say okay, I'll meet you down at the kayak place. I can't be there till 1 o'clock, but I'll meet you down there. That's two cars for one kayak or whatever. You're talking about a very narrow area, and you're talking about an area that does no give as far as turning around, very little. And that's my opposition, because I feel like he's coming into a residential area to profit commercially.
Ma'am?
Is there parking in the front of this? This is where it's going to be. That's the turnaround you're talking about, or is that, this is where the property is going to be?
This is the turnaround right here.
This is.
Right here.
Right here. Okay.
He's already asked for everybody.
Right here.
That's it. I just got one.
Okay.
He's already asked for everybody. You should have taken an opportunity.
Right.
Okay.
But
I'm saying this is a turnaround.
That if everybody, where are these people going to park that are driving down here?
Okay, I understand now. This is the turnaround.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the turnaround.
Okay.
It's dangerous. On the map that I gave, that whole area is designated as turnaround, the McAdam. As well as my property.
On the map that I gave from the county, it showed that whole gray area as turnaround. It's the McAdam in the middle, which half of my husband and I own, and then it's just like dirt on either side. But that whole gray area is designated for a an ambulance or a fire truck or whatever they need.
A fire truck, I have a hard time turning around in there, ma'am.
Right.
Definitely.
That's why on the petition there, I got the signature from the chief over at the Roxana Fire Department, because he was beside himself when he saw that.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
I just one more thing. What's to stop people from bringing their own kayaks down there if this is going to be a launching pad for all these kayaks? If they have the code, they live there, they can bring them down in their cars and launch them there. We don't know to what extent this is. I mean, this thing could snowball into who knows what.
Right.
Is there going to be restroom facilities there? I doubt it. They can't put in the utilities.
Right.
I mean, is there going to be garbage pickup there? What are people going to do when they bring their Cokes and their shoebox lunches? You know, we don't want to be an entertainment center.
Right.
You know, we have commercial properties for that. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mr. Ford.
Yes.
Please. I take it from the request of your variance of 35 feet from the front yard setback that you're going to build 5 feet from that turnaround area. Is that your intention?
Yes.
Okay. What provisions do you have for parking?
We would put it in the HOA that they can't park cars down there.
But you have
because
no provisions.
It's a public right-of-way. It's not a private street. It is a state-maintained street, and we would not be allowed to park there. So we would need to address it in our HOA documents.
But that's not the... Okay. So there is no provision for parking.
The The parking, there's plenty of parking at Veranda Bay. There's plenty of, and it is a public street. We get a lot of traffic going past us as well. There's amenity here where there is people get bait fish and things along that line, and it's used quite a lot by, and I'm not sure if it's the individuals here or Cape Windsor, but this road is strolled and walked quite a bit since the viaduct went in. It's a natural amenity. I see people biking on it, going to work on it, not going up on the viaduct, and so it is strolled. I like what happened with the viaduct. It helped, I think, all of our properties, including the homes along here, when we had 30,000 cars coming by our houses not too long ago. We now have a fairly quiet road in front of us.
What's the on the adjacent property of the same size? Is that a vacant? That's not a vacant lot.
The same. The.
It's incorporated in the other.
No, that one I think is owned by I believe it was the woman Pam Tully. She owns half that lot. I don't know why she doesn't own the other lot. That's something I'm not aware of. All I'm responding to is there's the remaining piece of land. There was a for sale sign on it. We wrote a contract on it.
Okay, thank you.
We've asked Lawrence.
I have a question then for Mrs. Tully. You can come forward. If you can come up here, please.
Yes.
Up here, please. This picture here, this is the property we're talking about. Is this your property?
Yes.
Okay, and this is your vehicle?
I don't know whose vehicle.
Okay, but that is, this is the emergency turnaround area?
The whole designated area from this fence all the way over to my house is designated as emergency turnaround.
Okay. You don't know who this vehicle, more likely it might be that man standing there.
Right, I don't know.
So it's people do park there. Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
And if you see, right here is the launch site of Jim's house, which he sent in a letter. He backs up, when he backs up his boat, he backs directly in front of this, which that's my main concern, is that they have a launch pad for canoes and kayaks where children might be going down there, and he's backing up, and he can't see them.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Ma'am, I got another question. Is that policed, ma'am?
Yes.
Is that area policed at all for, like, some of my people parking or illegal or anything?
There's no signs posted.
No signs posted at all, so anybody can park anywhere they want to, really.
So who would enforce that?
No, for state anyway.
State?
State enforce that?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Okay. I guess the state.
Yes, it
state.
Is.
Okay.
State.
Okay.
No. But you. What he's asking is also what I'm asking is, if this was ever granted, and if it was granted, and you had the restrictions that the board has put on here, who would police that area to make sure? Would you be calling planning and zoning all the time to come down there and say, well?
I imagine we'd call the police department if there were cars.
No, they wouldn't have anything to do with that. He would probably.
I don't know.
Well, I guess. Well,
we'd call this Delaware State Patrol because that's who.
State property, so they wouldn't call planning zone.
They'd call
state.
They'd call the state patrol because that's.
Probably call
patrol.
State, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
The state. Yeah.
Okay.
State.
Got you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Being no further.
Questions or opposition? Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to take case number 10,192 under advisement.
Any second to that motion?
Chairman, I wouldn't mind having that table if you don't mind. I'd like to get a chance to go look at that.
That's fine with me.
And table to our next regular meeting?
I'll retract that motion.
And you'll make it a table? Make a table?
Table, yes. So I can get a chance to go look at that area.
Answered by Mr. Workman. Do I have a second to that motion?
Mr. Chairman, you didn't ask me if I had any letters. You
oh, I'm
fans.
Sorry.
I have the Edgewater Acres Association is in opposition to it due to the fact that they are under understanding that it's an emergency turnaround Del Dot. They're under that. And also, I think this is worth bringing to the board's attention. Gentleman has talked to us. It was upset, Mr. Hemmerly, that We never received any written notice or hearing of the hearing. You only knew about it because several of our neighbors informed us. Is this proper protocol for the board? Grew up there with us all, nothing posted, just for all your information. There's pictures of it when it was posted. Okay, I respond to that. And we do have an affidavit for it, and it's been in three papers. And I have, the total is 9 letters in opposition, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's also important to express to both the applicant and the opposition, the public hearing's closed, which means there's no further testimony that'll be heard or considered. Even though board members may want to go and look at the property, no other input to this board is accepted.
Can I have a second?
You can, it'll be
keep an eye on the agendas on the internet, on the county's website.
Or you can call Planning and Zoning Office to find out when it'll be put on the agenda again.
Yeah.
If it's approved, can it be appealed?
Sure.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Call me in the office, I'll tell you how to do it. You call me in the office, I'll tell you how to do it. Budward.
Right.
Okay.
Let's get this motion. We got a motion on the floor. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Mills. That case number 10,192 be tabled until our next regular meeting, which will be July. Yeah, it'll be July the 21st. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case will be tabled till July the 21st. 7:21:08.
Case number 10.